the KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Philip Buttram joins us from the Gospel Tract Society. Philip, welcome back into ABQ Connect. Appreciate you coming back.
Praise God. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your audience to talk about the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Well, your team in Independence, Missouri is always busy preparing content for the body of Christ to be sharing with others. But off the air, you and I were talking about the rich history found in not only Missouri, but here in New Mexico. Online at gospeltractsociety.org, under the About tab, you'll find a rich history there starting in 1926. For those who didn't hear us walk through this a little bit in other conversations, bring them up to speed in your Reader's Digest version of the story of Gospel Tract Society from 26 to 25 now, 99 years.
Hey, next month it will be 100-year anniversary.
Yes.
God. And what a legacy. And I praise God. As Christians, we all have legacies to Jesus Christ. And I am thankful for the legacy that God has given me through my father. Dad was a young man back in 1924, and he was studying to be a missionary, wanted to be a missionary. And God called him to print tracts, and my dad argued with God. Well, he kind of debated with God. Yeah, God, I'm studying to be a missionary. And God said, well, no, print my tracts. And this went on, and finally, my dad surrendered and said, okay, I don't know anything about it. And God said, I'll teach you. And the next morning, Dad went to the local bank, withdrew his life savings of $7.10, went to a print shop there in town in Springfield, Missouri, with a tract, and told the lady, said, this is what happened to me. Take this $7.10 and print as many tracts as you can. And the lady was moved. The owner of the print shop was moved. And she said, Lester, I tell you what, I'll double that order for the same amount of money. And that was the start of Gospel Tract Society. And Dad began to mail them out to people he knew, to family members. And they'd write back with more copies. And it just grew and grew, and to the point that he could print tracts back in the back stall of the old horse barn with a hand-fed press. And it grew, and God met the needs. And interesting story about how God meets the needs, particularly when he's called. God knows ahead of time, and he will prepare things ahead of time. And Dad sent a tract to a farmer, a cattleman in Wyoming. And the man was moved, touched by the Holy Spirit, and sent Dad a check for $100. Back in 1926, $100, we're deep pockets here.
Yeah.
And Grandma said, no, Lester, that man was mistaken. You returned the money. And Dad kind of, but Mom, no, return the money. So he sent them the check back with a real nice letter. And a week later, he received a stern letter from the cattle, the rancher. He said, Mr. Buttram, God told me to send $100. Use for the kingdom. Goodbye. And that was the start of God supplying the needs for the ministry for 100 years. We are a nonprofit, 501c3 corporation, registered in the state of Missouri. We do not sell our tracts. That was one of the conditions that God gave my father. I said, number one, do not sell my word. Number two, do not base my word upon man's doctrine or religion. And to this day, that's what we adhere to. We do not sell the tracts. They cost money. Oh, yeah. I got heating bills, I got electric bills, and insurance, and yada, yada, yada. But God meets the needs for 100 years. Praise his name.
Amen. Amen. And I want to remind our listeners on that note, at gospeltractsociety.org, there's a place there for you to donate towards the work of the ministry, continuing to provide gospel tracts for the unredeemed. And to be honest with you, I hesitate there, Philip, because I say the unredeemed, but the body of Christ will pick these up and be spurred on to good things, and be reminded of the truth and the goodness that is found in the gospel. But it's gone far beyond a hand printing of gospel tracts that started back in 1926 with Lester. And of course, eventually, finds you now as president and director, of the ministry. Imagine being able to, in 1926, to tell Lester that, hey, we're going to have a Facebook page and we're going to, technology is part of that. But there's so much that's available through the website as well at gospeltractsociety.org. You can order tracts there. One of the things with almost every ministry we talk with, Philip, there's always, and you've told us some already, but I'm going to, and I'm kind of bushwhacking you here. We didn't set this up. Stories of how, a tract given to someone or left somewhere, and had a profound impact, on a life. And I'm sure after 100 years, there's plenty of stories. Is there one in particular that stands out to you?
Well, before we get to stories, let me just state that our thrust is salvation. Getting close to God. What's the goal of life? To know God and make God known. And we want to give the salvation message. We also want to encourage the saints. And the thing about a gospel tract, it's a piece of paper. And a lot of people say, well, it's technology and the Facebook and the phones. Papers are worthless. Not so. We have had a story. A lady called in, I think it was a year and a half ago. She was in Africa. She was a student, a young gal in college. Very promiscuous young lady, and she had been out to party, and she was walking home back to the dorm. I think she says 2:30, half drunk, kind of staggering. And she walked through the park by herself, and she saw something on the ground, picked it up. Of course, it's dark, she can't read it. She sticks it in her pocket, walks to the dorm, falls in the bed. The next day, she gets up, she's cleaning her clothes, and she found this piece of paper. She read it. And it talked about sin, the price of sin, and we all commit sin. And she was convicted of being loose morally. And God dealt with her, talked to her, and she received Jesus right there in her dorm room. And that's the beauty of a gospel tract. Ideally, we can make a relationship with a person, give them our testimony, maybe pray with them. Maybe it's at the restaurant and you give a good tip and leave a track there. But God's word is not going to come back void, particularly if the person, we work with anointing. We pray over the tracks, we pray with the orders that are shipped. If someone will give a tract in prayer under the anointing, it will not come back void. God promises that. It may take, who knows the path that's going to take, but it will find root someplace. One of my favorite stories was when I was a kid. We had three older brothers and three younger sisters. And on weekends, Mom would set tracts on our large dining table. And we would walk around gathering samples. And I was probably 9 or 10. And I'm gathering. And I looked at the handful of tracts I had. I said, Mom, where do these go? She was across the table and she stopped and said, funny you ask. Last week, we received a letter from a man in New York. It started out, Dear Brother Buttram, I'm a World War II vet. I couldn't deal with the atrocities of war, so I started drinking. I became an alcoholic. I lost my job, lost my family. I began to just close out every bar in New York. One bar would close, I'd go on the street. Close another one, go down the street, close another one. He said, last week I closed out the last bar. It's 2 a.m. I go outside, it's just raining down, cats and dogs, just pouring down. I looked up, saw a bridge, went to Manhattan, sat down on the curb and pondered this bridge. I think I'll just walk over there, jump off the bridge. No one knows who I am. I'm worthless. they wouldn't even miss me. He said that something was floating down the gully in front of him, a piece of paper. He said he watched it kind of floating down, watched it from the left side, watched it between his legs, watched it to the right. Before it got out of reach, he said he grabbed it, picked it up. He said, I tried to read the thing. He said, I'm so drunk. I'm blurry-eyed. I can't read this thing. I can hardly walk. He said, I got up. I staggered to the street corner, leaned against the fence post or the light post, contemplating suicide. And said, I'm going to read this thing. It was a gospel tract. He said, right then and there, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Brother Buttram, some things have changed, but some things have not. I still close out every bar in New York City. But this time, it's for Jesus Christ. Someone, someplace, handed a tract to somebody else. They didn't want it. They threw it away. But the seed was not dead. It had a designated spot. Someone that God was working with. And that's the beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It will not void. If we will be willing vessels to talk to people, to give our testimony, be willing to pray with somebody, give them a tract, hopefully with a testimony, and let God bring the increase. We are vessels. We are chosen to work for him. We are called ministers. And if we can hand out a tract, this is the season. We can hand out tracts anytime. Some people put them in mailboxes, which is cautious. It's illegal. But some people do it anyway. Some people do it in a grocery store. Some people will hand out tracts at film station. We have a little, what we call a tract rack, which is a little six-pocket cardboard holder. And a lot of people put them on their business counters. It's a silent testimony, an opportunity to put in seasonal tracts, Easter, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, or salvation tracts. There's a way to hand out, to distribute the gospel seeds. Everybody has a different way. Some people go door to door as a witness program. Some people stay on the street corner. We have a friend of the ministry. She is bold for the Lord. She carries a purse load of tracts, and she will look at somebody in a store, a gas station, and decide, let the Spirit talk to her. Who should, you know, what title should be given out? She's even gone to guys on motorcycles at a stop sign or stoplight, walked up to them and said, you want a poem? And we'd like a good message. And hand the tract. She said, never had they turned down. They'll always take it, stick it in their pocket, and the seed is planted. The rest is up to God. There are so many ways to hand out the gospel of Jesus Christ. The one thing about our webpage, we have probably 700 tracts on our webpage. You can look at the tract, you can read it, find something that you like, that you know is kind of meets your personality, your job skills, or your outreach with hospital or jail or street, and order it right there on the webpage. There are so many different.
I would encourage our listeners, as well, I already mentioned the website at gospeltractsociety.org. And, there's several pages and a lot of great information, including going through the tracks. There's other media things, including the hour of intercession that you do from time to time. But I do want to call attention on the homepage. And actually on other pages of the website, if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a Bible verse of the day. I'm going to go ahead and read it since we're there. The Bible verse of the day on today's GospelTractSociety.org, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Psalm 34:13. And on the, at the bottom of the page, you'll see all the various topics, the holidays that you mentioned, a way to contact the ministry, to donate, and to see even the accountability through Candid as a Platinum Transparency 2024, the accountability as far as how financially your donation is used through the Gospel Tract Society. A great time to go and get the content you want to share with others that we all as a body of Christ should be longing to share with others. And you may, like Moses, say, but I'm not quick of word. I'm not, my mouth is, I'll stutter Well, here's a way for you to share where you don't necessarily even need to do that, or it may help prepare you to do that. Philip Buttram, president and director of Gospel Tract Society, we are out of time, but I do want to thank you for your time and encourage our listeners to remember anytime you can go to gospeltractsociety.org, even maybe as we head into the new year, make it a practice to go there daily to get that Bible verse of the day. And as you go scroll down to the bottom of the page to find that, you'll be reminded of all the different work that's available through the Gospel Tract Society, and prayerfully consider your support, not only financially, but prayerfully for what they do. And there's prayer requests on the website as well. It's we could spend a lot of time talking about more, but we're out of time, Philip. And I appreciate your time. Please pass along to your family and staff our wishes for a very Merry Christmas and an absolutely wonderful new year, 100 years delivering the gospel through Gospel Tract Society. Philip, thanks for your time.
God bless you. And remember, the reason for the season is Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Amen. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.